Welcome to Daybreak with Ted Tibbett and Michael Paul. If you have a comment, you can call us now at 261-0898 or #981 on any ceasefire device. Our email is newsradiomornings@gmail.com.
Yeah, like Jesse's girl, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Very pleasant good morning once again, everyone. Ted Tibbett, Michael Paul, and Michael, we got a special guest, a good friend of yours with us.
Yes, we do. We're so happy to have join us this morning. Former Mayor of Biloxi, Gerald Blessy, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I got a quick story to tell about you. 1978 in Biloxi, the voters chose the mayor-council form of government, which provided for the mayor to be run the city, basically. It's not like a city manager form of government. And you were the first full-time mayor for the city of Biloxi back in 1981.
That's right.
Aren't you glad you did that when you were young?
Yeah. I wish I had the energy.
You know, it's funny, but I tell people that, you know, I was on the Board of Supervisors in Jackson County, and I tell people all the time, I'm so glad I did that when I was young, because I couldn't put up with it now.
Well, it's the front lines, you know, local government, city and county are like the infantry of politics. You get all the problems, but you don't have near the authority or the money, so it's a real challenge for local government.
It certainly is. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to hear you give your talk about the Mississippi Sound Coalition, which you are, by the way, the manager of, and the council. You are an attorney. And I thought that was one of the most interesting things that I've heard in a long time about what's going on with the freshwater intrusion that we had because of the Bonnie Carey spillway being opened by the Corps of Engineers back in 2019 caused a lot of problems for Mississippi. And, you know, what was interesting that I heard you say is that everybody in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and even other states that joined the Mississippi River need to be involved in this and need to know what's going on. So I asked you to come on this morning and give us sort of a brief synopsis, and I'd like for you just to get started.
Well, thank you, Michael. You know, the Bonnie Carey Spillway is opened when it reaches flood stage right above New Orleans. And, of course, everybody wants to save New Orleans or anybody from flooding. But the management of the whole lower Mississippi River is managed by the Corps of Engineers, and there are a number of other structures. And one of the problems in 2019 or any major flood is if the Bonnie Carey is the only one opened, it flows, in that case, it was 10 trillion gallons of water into Mississippi Sound, which has no salt in that water, and that kills the Mississippi Sound estuary. I mean, when you have no salt for about 30 days, it kills your oysters. So all of the oyster reefs off Pasture Stand are dead now. 5 years later, they're still dead. And it takes a long time for them to come back. And it begins to affect all the other species. We just filed a lawsuit, the coalition did, because of the Marine Mammal Protection Act says that the Corps should have gotten a permit before they took the dolphins. They killed 153 dolphins that year. That's about 10% of the dolphin population. So they're kind of the canaries in the coal mine. This is affecting the whole economy down here. In 2019, you know, the water from the Mississippi River, which drains 31 states and two Canadian provinces, that water has a lot of fertilizer runoff from the Midwest and other places and animal waste from pig farms and so forth. And that's necessary to produce the food there in the breadbasket of the world in the Midwest. But that fertilizer comes through that water, so it's not really fresh water. It's only fresh in the sense it has no salt. And it comes in, and those nutrients caused a big algae bloom. And that algae bloom, then the MDEQ had to close the waters because it was not safe to be on the waters for recreational fishing or anything else. Hurt our tourism season, so the tax base of the local government, the state tax base, this affects the whole economy. It's a cascading effect when you have so much of an intrusion like that.
You know, you were showing the maps yesterday, and the fresh water actually got all the way into Mobile Bay. That's just unacceptable. We can't let that happen again. So what could we do, and what do folks here need to know about this so that if they you know, if they run across their congressman or their senator, that they can, you know, speak knowledgeably about this?
Well, I want to say our congressman and Congressman Ezell has really been at the forefront helping us. Our two senators, all of our congressmen in Mississippi, all four of them, have been very supportive trying to get the Corps to really pay attention to looking for alternate ways to manage the river. There's a number of other structures. For instance, the Morganza Spillway, which is just north of New Orleans and around Baton Rouge, north of Baton Rouge, if they opened it and let some of that water go into the Chafalaya Basin, it would relieve the stress on the Bonnie Carey. We think they can do that. They didn't do it in 2019. We think they need to look very carefully. It's a complicated situation. Have the engineers look at how to share some of the water there to the west and relieve the stress so that at least the Bonnie Carey wouldn't be open as long. It was open for 5 months in 2019. It was open twice. And, if you have no salt water for about 30 days, the oysters die. So, you know, if it were open for a week, that would be one thing. But so managing the Mississippi River is really a very complicated task for the Corps. They claim they can only look at flood control. We think they can walk and chew gum. You know, Michael, I think we think they can do flood control in a better way so they don't destroy the environment.
So, you know, there's some other areas, I guess, north of, you know, along the Mississippi River, maybe even up in Missouri, places like that, that the Corps of Engineers actually have places where they could temporarily store water, I guess, let the water flood out and then flow back in. Are those some of those things options?
Absolutely. That's another option there. There's at least four of those floodplains that the Corps could use in major flood fights. They didn't use them in 2019. So we want them to take another look at the whole spectrum of choices there and change the way they manage it so that they protect the environment as well as the flooding. And they can do both. So our congressional delegation did order the Corps to do a Lower Mississippi River Comprehensive Management Study, they call it. They gave them $25 million to do it over the next 5 years. So there are going to be a lot of hearings, and our coalition is the legislature. Our governor, lieutenant governor, our legislators are 100% with us. They gave us some money to prepare some science to present, some engineering to present in that study. But we think the study will show there's a better way to manage these structures and also clean up the river from the fertilizers. I mean, it's really just a matter of treatment. It's harder to do because that runoff is not in one point. You know, it's non-point source pollution, but it can be done. It can be controlled. It's just expensive, and it's a national problem that needs a national solution, Michael.
Yes. One of the things that, in fact, I brought this up to you yesterday, and I think you agree that the biggest problem that we have is that the Mississippi River really wants to go over to the Atchafalaya Basin and wants to drain through Houma, Louisiana. And we've been preventing that over the many years that the Corps of Engineers has been in charge. And all of those structures that you're talking about were built back in the 1920s, 30s. I mean, they're 100 years old.
In the 30s, yes, and they really need, that's the other thing. The Congress has begun telling them to look at those structures, beginning with the old river structure, which is north of the Morganza, and it can send water into the Chafalaya. And some water does go into the Chafalaya, so it needs to be controlled. You don't want to flood those people either. So, those structures are all over the Bonnie Carey, all of them, they really need to be updated. They're not modern structures in the sense that to be able to open and close them more rapidly, for instance, would be helpful because there would be less time than when the water, you know, when the floodwaters are going down, it takes a while to close them. So if you close them more quickly, then we wouldn't get as much water. It's a very complicated thing. The Corps, you know, they're great people. They're great engineers, but they have never been given the mission really of managing the river in a way that you don't kill the ecosystems. And we think the Congress should compel them to do that.
you know, I like the way you've approached this. It's there's nothing wrong with the Corps of Engineers, and you're exactly right. They just have never been tasked with doing the things that need to be done to study this particular problem, number one, and number two, to update some of the areas that they, and I think, you know, yesterday, what I really took from what you had to say is that we're all going to have to suffer a little bit when the Mississippi River floods, but it would be better if we suffered equally. In other words, instead of putting all the water over on Mississippi, how about let's give in Louisiana a little bit of it too, maybe Missouri, maybe some other states?
Well, yes, there are win-win solutions here, really. A better, more comprehensive management of the river would minimize the effect on anyone. And if we clean up the pollution, really, in the river, then you still have the problem of the freshwater affecting the salt brackish estuaries like the Mississippi Sound and Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain. Louisiana fishermen are all with us. I mean, they're suffering from the water as well. So it's just, we're really all in this together. We need to find win-win situations. And you know, this great nation of ours was brilliant scientists and engineers, and the Corps of Engineers, they're just going to have to look for better ways to manage the river. We think those ways are out there.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. And of course, you know, I think that eventually one day, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to keep the Mississippi River in the spot it's in. Now, the one thing you have to also look at here is commerce. This is something that is really big for the New Orleans, Louisiana area. They have all of the ships that come in and take the products in and out of the country. I mean, the Mississippi River drains nearly half of the nation, so there's a lot of commerce going on the Mississippi River.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just New Orleans. I mean, all of your major agricultural exports are going through the port of New Orleans, and of course you got to keep the river dredged. I mean, it's a complicated thing. You certainly don't want the river to change its course. 5,000 years ago, it went through the Chapalaya, and it there's pressure to go in that direction. So you really have to balance it out. Our economy, our national economy, is dependent upon a Mississippi River that is effective in terms of navigation and commerce for both imports and exports, but it's especially the exports. If you get all that grain out of the Midwest, you've got to use those ports, and New Orleans is essential to world trade in that sense. And I mean, if without it, we would really have you have famine around the world if we couldn't get all the corn and wheat and soybeans and everything out of the Midwest.
Very, very interesting story here. And so, anything that you'd like to add? We got about a minute left. Anything that you'd like to put out there for folks to understand this a little better? I mean, this is a pretty complicated subject. We understand that. But in simplicity, it's really about fresh water and why we can't have fresh water or too much of it in the Mississippi Sound. The dolphins that die, the things that happen. Those pictures you showed were horrible yesterday of the deaths that these dolphins suffer through when they get lesions and stuff like that. So it's really a bad thing.
Yeah, the dolphins are our canaries in the coal mine. They're telling us something. They're saying, look, you're really destroying this seafood bread basket. It's very important that we pay attention before it's too late. Because, in a few more years, it could well be that we're not able to harvest seafood in the Gulf, in the Northern Gulf. I mean, this has long-term consequences. Surely we can figure a way to get nature back in balance and protect people from flooding. And so I guess my message to the listeners is encourage your legislators and congressmen and everyone. They're on our side, and certainly Louisiana's congressmen the same way, but encourage them to sit down and find win-win solutions, and that will cost money. They'll have to redo those structures. I mean, It's a national problem and calls for a national solution, but kicking the can down the road is not going to work. We've got to get this done soon before it's too late.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for joining us. We appreciate that. I enjoyed your talk. Anything we can do, you let us know.
Thanks, Michael.
All right.
And good morning again. It is 7:30, bottom of the hour. We'll take a Fox News break, and we're back with our weekend weather.